Hare Krishna. Question: is there any scientifically verified case of reincarnation? Answer: there are many cases which provide strong evidence. As I mentioned in an earlier answer, the strength of evidence for past life memories is fourfold. Now, first of all, there are recollections. The child remembers the previous life. Then there is recognition. The child actually recognizes someone who has been there in the previous, people from the previous life or places from the previous life. Then the child exhibits behaviors which are consistent with the memory of the previous life in this life. And then last is birthmarks and birth defects. So I'll give you, well, there are many cases having each of these different centers and different characteristics, but a case which has all these characteristics is distinctive, extraordinary, special, and I'll describe one such case. So here, this is the case of Nesip Unlutas Kiran. He was born in Adana in Turkey in 1951. And when he was a small child, just around 5-6 years old, he started telling that he was a person by the name Nesip Budak in an earlier life in a city called, in a town called Meslin, which was around 80 kilometers from there. And he said he wanted to go there and he wanted to meet his family there. So his parents neglected, his parents did not believe in reincarnation and they neglected the child's right. So then after around 6 years, his mother went to meet her father, who had just recently got married. So now Nesip, the boy, had never met his grandfather's new wife. And yet when he met her, he immediately recognized her as an acquaintance from his previous life as Nesip Budak. And she also stated that, oh, I knew a person by Nesip, by the name of Nesip Budak. And the details that she gave about his life, how he had lived and how he had died, they matched accurately with what Nesip was saying. And this intrigued his grandfather. And when he insisted that I want to go to Meslin to see the family members, they agreed. So they took him there. And when he went there, again he led the way to the house, to his former house. And then when they went there, of course, now his wife was a widow and he had children from his previous life. So when he actually immediately recognized his wife, recognized his children, and he was very affectionate towards his children. Although his children were of his age, his children from a previous life, for the Nesip in this life, they were of his age or older than him also. But he treated them like his children. And he was so fond of his wife, who was now a widow and who had married again, that when he saw the photo in that house of her husband presently, he was so angry that he wanted to tear off that photo in fury. And further, he told, when researchers investigated the case, that he had told, now this Nesip Unlutas Kiran had been a very short-tempered man in his previous life. Especially when he would be drunk, he would become quarrelsome. So, once in a fit of rage, he had actually stabbed his wife. And his wife from the previous life, and Nesip's widow, she actually had a scar in her thigh area, where Nesip had stabbed her in a previous life. And now this is a wound on a thigh of a woman. This is practically not known to a boy who living is 80 kilometers away. And even family members, even nearby people will not know about such a wound quite often. So how did Nesip come to know about this? So there was recollection, there was recognition, there was also behavior appropriate, and most importantly, Nesip had been born with several birthmarks. And right from when he was 6 years old, he would point out to his birthmarks and he would say that I was Nesip in my previous life and I was killed by being stabbed by a wound, by a knife. And he would say these birthmarks which were there on his body, they were the places where he had been stabbed. And now if we take this further, so Nasib had 6 birthmarks on his body, and these correlated with the 6 lethal wounds that Nasib had suffered in his previous life, and all these correlated. Now, Dr. Stevenson had divided the body into a grid with 160 parts to correlate exact location of the wound from the previous life with the location of the birthmark in this life. And so now the probability of that correlating by chance is 1 by 160. But the probability of 6 wounds correlating together like this is 1 divided by 160 raised to the power of 6. It's an infinitesimally small probability. And that's because all these 6 evidences come together. That's why this is one of the strongest cases for all these four evidences, along with the 6 birthmarks within the 4th evidence of birthmarks. When all these combine together, this becomes one of the strongest cases, which provides a very, very persuasive evidence for past life memories indicating for the soul as a source of consciousness moving from one body to the next body. Thank you. Hare Krishna.